A burglar alarm touched off at 12:22 a.m. Tuesday brought Officer Bea and his partner, Officer Ignacio Gonzalez, to the shop. After searching the premises, they saw someone running away and gave chase. The officers split up, Bea on foot and Gonzalez in the car. Soon after, Gonzalez saw Bea struggling with someone in the street, police said. From a block away, he heard two gunshots and saw his partner fall. Steele then exchanged gunfire with Gonzalez, police said, and ran through the neighborhood to an abandoned house. A police dog tracked him there at 4:30 a.m. Police said the K-9 officer, John Hall, and Sergeant Gary Nansen, one of dozens of policemen who by then were searching for the suspect, took a ladder from the garage of the vacant home, propped it in the attic entrance in the hallway ceiling, and climbed up. Using flashlights, they spotted Steele between two rafters near a corner of the attic. Steele began to comply with an order to surrender and told the officers that another suspect was in the house, police said, but then suddenly attempted to grab a gun that was by his side. Hall fired once, hitting Steele in the face. According to police, Hall and Nansen crawled over to Steele and, after examining him, believed that he was dead. They left the gun next to him and backed away so the scene would be undisturbed for investigators. Police said Hall then climbed out of the attic to search the house. About 3 minutes after the first shot, police said, Steele stirred and reached for the weapon again, despite a warning from Nansen. Nansen fired his gun, hitting Steele in the face again, police said. Two other officers heard the second shot and quickly climbed into the attic, police said, and both fired their guns when they saw Steele still grabbing for the gun. One shot hit Steele in the face for the third time, and the other shot missed. The officers found Bea's service revolver at the dead youth's side. Hernandez, who was found hiding in some bushes nearby, is scheduled to be arraigned today on a murder charge. A funeral, with full police honors, is scheduled at 11 a.m. Friday for Bea, the grandson of a traffic officer, at the Praisewater Funeral Home in Van Nuys, with interment to follow at Oakwood Memorial Park. 1,000 attend rites for slain rookie officer. June 11, 1988. The first police funeral attended by March graduates of the Los Angeles Police Academy was for one of their own. 2 dozen members of the class, tears streaking many of their faces, stood at attention in a line of blue uniforms Friday and snapped crisp salutes as taps was played for Officer James Clark Bea at Oakwood Memorial Park in Chatsworth. Bea, 24, who graduated with them on March 25th, was fatally shot about 1:30 a.m. Tuesday in North Hollywood during a struggle for control of his service revolver with a burglary suspect. His funeral drew about 1,000 mourners, most from law enforcement agencies throughout Southern California. Also in attendance were Bea's family, Mayor Tom Bradley, Police Chief Darrell F. Gates, and representatives of the Air National Guard unit to which Bea belonged.